They just call it the winged line. And Nick, what do you think this line's going to be like? Before I post a picture.
Okay, so I reckon this is going to have the same vibes as that picture of Incineroar you showed me once.
You mean all pictures of Incineroar?
Well, yes, basically.
Because Incineroar's just Tony the Tiger dialed up to 11.
Yeah, that's it. He's just a buff anthropomorphic I can never say that word.
Anthropomorphic.
He's a buff cat.
I thought you paused because the picture had just come up. You were just stunned in silence. It was like,
I know, right?
I was exactly.
Why, hello.
I was exactly fucking right.
So, I figured out Grace's kill switch yesterday.
I have a kill switch.
You do.
Okay.
We were out and about yesterday, got home, watched some Netflix, and I showed Grace Kunk on Earth.
Right, okay.
Nick, are you familiar with Kunk on Earth?
I know what it is. I've never actually seen an episode.
You've got a vague gist of Philomena Kunk and what she does.
Yeah.
Right? She pretends it's a historical documentary and just chats a load of nonsense. I've never seen Grace in so much agony than the moment she watched Kunk on Earth.
I feel bad for the experts who are on there thinking that because it's the BBC, they're going to be taken seriously. And their whole career has led up to this. And then it's just fucking Philomena Kunk asking the stupidest questions. Like, Alexander Great, he did this, he did that, he did that. And she's like, yeah. What was his hair like? And she's like,
I don't know.
Plato once said, dance like nobody's watching. And, you know, so I always remember that when I talk to experts, because they always make me feel stupid. And the expert is just like, I don't think he actually said that. And then she looks really
upset.
It's
so well done.
And it's just like, oh, God. I felt stressed watching it.
Wow, okay.
I've never seen you have such a fight or flight response to a TV show.
Oh.
That's
it was bizarre, and I'm sorry that happened. I just felt I had to mention it.
Why are you bringing all the memories back?
Oh. We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Oh, and the cat's just dipped her face into my food, which is a curry, and it's bright yellow. She's got turmeric on her. Oh, for fuck's sake, Pepper,
oh, no.
You're yellow. You're yellow now, you idiot.
Oh, no. You're going to have to send me a photo of that. I can put it in the show notes.
I'll see if I can grab her later.
For God's sake. Okay. Oh, so okay. It is quite funny, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. I thought I'd balance Grace's stoic side with the fact that Kunk on Earth is some kind of kill switch for her.
No, honestly, I experienced pretty much the same thing.
Mm.
Me and Sophie were sat at a car show. In the car,
yep.
And we're waiting for the off, because it's like, there's a bit of a road run, you know, you drive up the coast and you park up somewhere, and, you know. And there was this guy walking around with his little lad, and he was sort of talking about the various cars and stuff like that, and I saw him look at mine, and then he's like, oh, I don't know why it's got Rover wheel trims on, it's a Vauxhall. And I'm sat there, and then he points at this other car, a Triumph Herald, I think it was, and he says, oh, look, that one's amphibious. And I'm there thinking, oh, you fucker. You motherfucker spreading misinformation to your son like this, who is, you know, probably, like, just developing a budding interest into cars. And then when he goes and repeats this to his car-loving mates, he's going to look like a fucking dick. I'm sat there, fists clenched. Sophie's looking at me, like, saying to me, don't. Just let it go. Just let it go. Anyway.
So you've got white knuckles on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Like...
yeah. This is it. I wanted to scream out the window, how fucking dare you, it's not a Vauxhall. It says the name of the car on the front and the back, if he bothered to look. So, yeah, like, just hearing that, it just fucking shut me down, and I'm like, no, this will not do. Luckily, the car in front of me moved then, and we were off on the road run. So,
no time to get out and drag him
yeah.
up to the car, smash his face against the word Rover, and go, it's a fucking Rover. Does smash this smash look like smash a fucking smash Vauxhall smash to you?
I just wanted to tell him off for spreading misinformation to his son. Like, you know, this guy looks up to you and you're a fucking idiot.
It's horrible when children are victims, isn't it?
So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, crikey.
So, are we all feeling much better after last week?
A lot better.
It hasn't happened yet.
Good.
Which is surprising, because I've taken risks and been exposed to whatever it is Grace had.
I see.
And yet, still nothing.
Oh, well, that's good. Like, fingers crossed you've managed to sort of dodge the worst of it.
Mm. I think so. Mm. It depends on the incubation period, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope it hits you like a train. I mean, I hope you avoid it, mate. Best of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Grace there, just remembering where she was for a second.
Nope, it's gone. I saw a headline there, and I can't back it up now because no one will believe me. It was woman from Hull banned from every pub for shitting in the urinals.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I believe so. But it's okay. It's gone now. I can't prove it.
Maybe it's a figment of your imagination.
I'm tripping balls that bad.
I mean, that's dedication.
Hey, Nicky was telling me that you caught a phone in midair the other day.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no one's going to believe me on that one either. I went over a particularly nasty bump and it knocked my phone out of its holder in my car. And I caught it in midair and reset the sat-nav and put it back in. And no one was there to see it.
Ah, however, now you've just outed yourself as to controlling a mobile device while at the wheel.
Ooh.
Yeah, I pressed the button and put it back in. It was fine.
Yeah, nobody saw you. It's fine.
And no one will believe me, which means the police won't believe me.
Yeah, that's true. Don't use your phone and drive, kids.
No.
No.
Unless it's in a holder to put it as a sat-nav.
Yes. Okay, so, at work, we are short-staffed.
Okay.
We have been for, like, a number of weeks now, what holidays and stuff like that. Anyway, on Monday, the general manager basically comes round in the morning meeting that we have and says, we're getting a visit from the CEO and a couple of head honchos, you know, sort of way up the tree. So make the place tidy, make the place look nice, get it spick and span and stuff like that. Well, anyway, it got to Thursday afternoon. They were visiting on Friday. We hadn't had time to clean the place up, right? So we basically ran about tidying up as fast as we could. We took 2 hours and we got the place like blitzed and stuff in the bin and things like that. Went home at like 6:15, which is, you know, 15 minutes after the after we were supposed to go home and stuff like that. But we got it done. It looked absolutely fantastic. It was brilliant and they'd have nothing to whinge about. So what happened on the Friday was the CEO, the general manager, the few head honchos, they walked into the workshop, looked around for 30 seconds and walked back out.
Oh, all that work.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. I was like, I said to my manager, right, I'm going across the car park. I'm going to drag them back here to make them look at our hard work.
Admire how clean it is.
Yeah.
Though, of course, to them, chances are everywhere's that clean because they've never seen a dirty one.
Oh, yeah, this is the thing. Like, to the CEO, our car dealerships all smell like new paint and disinfectant.
Must be strange.
Yeah, because basically the buildings they're walking into, they've all been, like, rustled up to look presentable.
Mm.
So,
do you think this is why people in power lose touch with reality?
I think so. I could believe it.
It's kind of like this Soviet-esque deflection from the truth, sort of like massaging the figures to make it look good.
I can believe it.
Everything's working well. Why is everyone complaining? It's always working well when I show up.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's the issue?
So it's Autism Awareness Week.
This.
Sorry, no. It's Autism Awareness Month, it turns out.
Yeah, do apologise. You know, it gets a full month.
Grace, do you feel aware?
I am always aware and ready for them to strike and for me to strike. You never know where they could be coming from.
There you go. That's your threat. So far, nowhere I've seen has handled it particularly well.
They never do.
Yeah.
It's always either like nothing at all or it's really patronising.
So I'm not... Well, if I am autistic, I'm not diagnosed and I've hit it reasonably well. So I don't want to steal anyone's valour here, but or speak for anyone, for that matter. But my work did, and they put out like a yay autism video, which is how I'm going to describe it. And God, it was grim.
These things always are.
Yeah. And one person complained, and then they took it down very quickly. So at least they realised reasonably quick. But then they put up an article instead as like a backup, but it wasn't even by someone autistic. It was just a, my cousin's autistic. Here's some experience of that.
Here's my experience of being around someone autistic. Okay.
That is just the shittiest defence. It's like, oh, I'm not ableist. Right. Some of my best friends are autistic, you know.
Some of the people I'm related to are autistic. It's not even people I choose to interact with. People I have to.
I have to stay with them because they're related.
Oh.
For God's sake.
But compared to all of that, I reckon Grace's work would do a worse autism aware this month.
Oh, our work doesn't bother with anything religious or awareness or like that because it wouldn't go well and they know that and they stay in their lane.
That's kind of a shame.
Yeah. I'd
quite like to see them do that.
I can kind of get behind that way of thinking.
It's a company, for God's sake.
Yeah, like, you've got to... You do have to be, like, 100% that nobody is going to be unhappy or take issue with it. Because otherwise you end up in hot water.
Becomes a HR issue.
Yeah, 100%. Like, so sometimes it is best to just do nothing at all, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But we're doing Autism Awareness Month.
Okay.
Because we picked a topic that is the best portrayal of an autistic character I have seen.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's why we're talking about The Good Doctor today.
What?
Which features... I can't even commit to that. It's so damn shocking.
Fucking what?
That's also the worst depiction of an autistic character I've seen. I'm sure you've both seen all the memes by now of that.
I haven't. I must live under a rock.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh. So, The Good Doctor is a show about a surgeon who is on the autistic spectrum.
Okay.
It's run for a couple of years, and it came to prominence a couple of months ago, I want to say.
Yeah.
One of the villains in the finale was trying to get the autistic guy fired because he walked out mid-brain surgery. Because he was too stressed out. And apparently that was ableist. Sorry, he didn't even try getting fired. He got him reassigned to not being a surgeon. And the autistic guy complained and stormed into his office and yells, "I am a surgeon!" And eventually he gets fired because of that.
Okay.
And it's gone completely the opposite way. Like, the internet has pretty much sided with the boss and gone, you know what, yeah... Kind of should have been fired. He walked out mid-brain surgery. That risks someone's life. And then he became a security risk and you had to fire him. Well, and, like, the boss is incredibly sympathetic the entire scene.
He's also the Fire Lord.
He's also the bloke who plays the Fire Lord. But Nick will know him more as the bloke who plays Johnny Gat.
Oh, really?
In Saints Row.
Okay.
Yes.
I see.
For God's sake.
Man's got range, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he plays a lot of villains, but in this one moment, he accidentally played the most sympathetic character in The Good Doctor.
Oh, boy.
But no, we're going to be talking...
Yeah, what are we really here for?
We're actually here for Dungeon Meshi.
Excellent.
Because Grace and I have been watching a lot of it. We've not read the manga, but I've seen a fair few spoilers on the internet, so I'm not too worried. I actually lied to Grace yesterday. It is finished. The manga is finished.
Oh.
What's actually been happening is the author has been...
Why are you lying to me?
Well, yesterday I told you it wasn't finished.
Yeah, I know, but why?
I thought it wasn't.
Okay, I just thought you were being sneaky.
No, I just misunderstood.
Okay.
The author is still drawing stuff, but it's more world buildy stuff.
Okay.
The story is done. That was where my misunderstanding came from.
Ah.
Nick, have you seen anything of Dungeon Meshi?
Literally that one scene you sent me on the Discord.
That's quite all right.
Yeah,
I had a feeling.
That's it. The singing man. Because, I just haven't watched much anime in my life.
That's fine. It will feel very comfortable and relatable if you've seen any fantasy thing.
Okay.
It's nice to sort of just chill out with at the end of an evening if you don't want to finish Cowboy Bebop.
Still haven't finished that. Watched the first two episodes of Cyberpunk Edgerunners, which... Yeah.
Too sad, isn't it?
It was just... You know those moments in between all the gratuitous violence in the video game?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, something happens and you just go, like, this fucking game, man. It was like that. Probably halfway through and at the end of the episodes of Edgerunners that I've watched.
Yeah, it's just too sad. Like,
I'm really enjoying it, but yeah, it is a depressing universe that they inhabit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unlike Dungeon Meshi, which has its depressing moments, but it is very cute.
Yes. So, our story begins. Our heroes. We've got a classic fantasy group. We've got the fighter. We've got the cleric. We've got a wizard. We've got a rogue. There's more of them in the party at the time. It all begins with a lady called Fallon, and she's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our story begins with them fighting a dragon. Let me pull up a picture of Fallon. She'll be the first character I talk about.
Where are you posting this?
This will be in Smash or Pass, because I don't have a better place for these yet.
Excellent.
So this is Fallon. She is a cinnamon bun.
Okay.
There you go. When it eventually loads.
Oh, yeah.
She's lovely. She's very fluffy. She dies right out the gate.
I like the street lamp she's holding.
Yes, that is her wand.
It's a mace.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, she's a cleric, so it's a mace wand thing.
The last thing she does before she dies is teleport everyone else to safety.
Oh, what a gal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously everyone there's quite sad about that, so they choose to go back in and rescue her. Because the thing about dragons is they know they've got roughly 20 days before digestion's fully done, so there's still time to like get in and rescue her.
Oh, so she's not dead, she's just inside the dragon.
Sure, let's go with that.
Only in a dungeon can you be resurrected.
Also, yes, apparently. Also that. However, they don't have any supplies.
Yeah.
And it's like a 2-week-month journey to get down there.
Okay.
So there's only one thing for them to do. Learn to cook the monsters they kill along the way.
Yeah.
This seems like a really contrived plot device here.
It's great, isn't it?
It is good. What I really like about it is that you get lots of cooking anime where you sort of like learn how to cook things and they're quite nice and the food looks delicious. This does the same sort of thing, only that you can't cook any of it because it doesn't fucking exist.
It's so frustrating. There's a lot of really delicious food shots and you're like, oh, there's got to be a way. Like,
yeah, they make this ice cream and I thought, fuck me, that's the nicest ice cream. But it's made out of treasure bugs, which don't exist.
So this is Laos. He is Fallon's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking monsters along the way was his idea.
Okay.
Because he's obsessed.
This is where the autism representation comes in. His special interest is cooking monsters. He's always wanted an excuse to do this.
Oh, so, yeah. He's
always wanted to eat them. Yeah.
He is somehow the least normal person in the party. Despite being the white guy fighter, he's also just kind of a bit unhinged.
Yeah, you look at him and think, oh, it's just Fred from Scooby-Doo. No.
No.
Oh, no. This is Shaggy and Scooby combined. Fucking insane. He's great. He's very adorable. Just like his sister, he's very endearing.
His goal is to eat one of every monster.
Yep.
Also rescue his sister.
But
primarily
eat one of every monster.
He's so pleased he can do both at once.
Helping him out is a man named Senshi.
Okay.
We're going to be seeing a lot of Senshi.
He looks... got an air of the Gimli about him.
He is a dwarf.
Yeah.
He is a dwarf and a chef.
Unlike most dwarfs who like making weapons and things, he's more interested in cooking. So he doesn't really get along with many dwarfs.
Mm.
But he's very happy to meet a guy who loves his cooking. So they bond instantly.
It's a match made in heaven, these adventurers so far. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. Hang on. I have something to show you.
Bring up Marcel. Marcel.
I'll go on then. Actually, no, there's something else I have to show you.
Okay.
There is a Tumblr account called Are They Hotter Than Senshi?
Okay.
They run polls.
Is the answer always no?
Pretty much.
Always Senshi.
Senshi's got, he's got a surprisingly high following.
Thing is, though, look, you look at Senshi and you go, yeah, sure, he's very goofy. There's this one scene he takes his helmet off and you just sort of look at him and go, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So let's have a quick look.
He looks all right, actually.
So Will from Baldur's Gate has lost to Senshi by 73% people say Senshi is hotter.
Nice.
Who else were you? Will you have heard of? Asterion from Baldur's Gate is significantly not as hot as Senshi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Also, Nick, if I said the word panty shot, would you know what I mean?
That's that thing
in anime terminology.
Yeah, that's that thing in anime where there's just a gratuitous shot of the girl's panties for no yes. discernible reason other than oogling.
There's a couple of those in this show.
Are they of Senshi?
All of them are Senshi.
Brilliant.
All of them.
Every single time. Actually, tell a lie. We do see Marcel's underwear, but it's kind of a reasonable situation.
They're bloomers.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, they're big not. Victorian bloomers. And then you see Senshi with his white briefs and the bulge. And you're like, oh, no.
I see.
So there's a lot of that. It's all Senshi. And it's very funny. And it's all played quite tastefully.
Well, I mean, it's equal opportunities, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, leveling the playing field a little bit. Because you can either you can either objectify nobody or you can objectify everybody.
Or you can... Hang on, here we go. I found the panty shots. They've actually made them worse in the anime.
Oh, fucking hell. They're even adding them in the anime when they're not in the manga.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy, okay.
He's fallen over. You can just see... You can see it all.
See, he's packing.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Senshi. You'll be seeing a lot more of him.
Excellent.
I suspect. My feeling is he's probably going to be one of the most popular characters.
Hmm.
I suspect the other most popular character is going to be Marcel.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I'd say, the most relatable character in Dungeon Meshi.
Okay.
So far. She's an elf. She's a wizard. She doesn't want to eat weird food. She just wants to go back and live a normal life with Fallon, who she's very clearly in love with.
Yeah, 100%.
And she's a... Could not be more opposed to the plan of eat monsters along the way.
So, yeah, she basically wants to get in there, rescue Fallon, go back home, continue life.
Yes. Unfortunately, that is not what fate has in store for her.
Okay.
Suffering is what fate has in store for her, as it turns out. Lots and lots of suffering.
Once again, we are torturing the cinnamon roll.
I'm not sure Marcel is a cinnamon roll.
Okay.
Grace, what do you think?
I think she's got good intentions, but she's one of those people that are academically evil.
Yeah.
Where you'd put knowledge before compassion sometimes.
Yeah. So, spoilers for the first season of Dungeon Meshi. Marcel is a necromancer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's learned some dark arts.
That, right, yeah, I see.
And, which comes in handy when they eventually find Fallon.
She's definitely not a cinnamon roll, then.
No.
Like, not at all. She's more a bottle of Listerine.
Yes. Hence that other photo with the coffee. Let me put that back in again, because I find it so funny.
I need that coffee mug.
I don't know who made that fan art, but that expression that she's got, it's perfect. It just encapsulates everything about Marcel's life.
For the dear listeners' benefit, who aren't in our Discord yet,
well, welcome to join our Discord. Yeah. There's a link in our Tumblr bio.
First of all, where the fuck are you?
Exactly.
Second of all, this depicts Marcel with an expression that say of extreme annoyance and an irritation, holding a cup of coffee on it, which are written the words "no, don't" and "fuck off." And
pretty much,
I find that incredibly relatable.
Mm-hmm. Grace, anything else you want to add?
We're forgetting Chilchok.
Oh no, I mean about Marcel. Before move on to Chilchok, who is this fella.
Okay, Marcel, I think she's one of those characters that has become the comedy relief in a way that's not on purpose to her character, but in a way that she's not. Usually in anime, the female comic relief is heavily sexualized for hilarity, but she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to see, so I quite like
her.
Ah, so, for want of the better word, she plays the straight person.
Yes.
Yeah, only same
yeah,
man.
Yeah, only same yeah. man. That's, yeah, that's a better...
Calling her straight would be a significant leap.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I know, I get what you mean. I just wanted to point that out.
Not straight sexuality, straight as in, like, you know, straight race, straight laced.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have Chilchok.
Okay.
Who is a 40-year-old man.
He's 35.
A 35-year-old man.
He doesn't...
He's divorced.
He looks 12.
He is a hobbit.
I see.
Or a halfling, or half-foot in this. He's got 3 kids. I believe he's divorced. Yes, he is divorced. 3 kids. And is generally just in the dungeon crawling business as a way to support his kids. Somehow he's the old man of the team.
It is very sort of domestic.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're looking at sort of the rest of the setting, all the, you know, the fantasy trappings and things.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they're the core group.
Okay.
There are other groups in the dungeon as well. There's also someone I've seen enough of the manga to know they're joining the team soon. They probably will have joined by the time this goes up. This is Izutsumi. I expect the internet will go ballistic for her.
She's the tomboy, isn't she?
You'll see momentarily.
She's the tomboy cat girl.
She's a tomboy cat girl, yeah.
Yeah, fucking internet bait.
Exactly.
Yeah, the internet loves tomboys, the internet loves cat girls.
Exactly. We don't know much about her yet, unless Grace does and hasn't told me.
I know nothing.
Okay. Okay. Grace, who else should we talk about?
I think we should talk about the lad with the unblinking blue eyes that I'm blanking on. Cabru?
Yes. So, there is another party in the dungeon. They've never actually interacted with the main team yet, or they've met very briefly. They're led by a guy called Cabru. He's probably going to be fairly popular, I would have thought.
Yeah, I can see it.
The last episode we saw, he's a bit sociopathic.
Yeah, but everybody likes a bad boy, don't they?
Yeah, but...
He doesn't seem like a bad boy. He just seems like... He's very heavy. He's lawful good to the point it's psychotic.
Yeah, he's less of a bad boy, more a potential serial killer.
Yeah, you know how, like, Laos likes monsters? He likes people the same way, as in he's interested in their insides and
he's
how
interested
they work.
In how they taste.
Not yet.
Not in how they taste, but he's also, like, constantly reading the room and seeing how people interact with each other, so he's, like, very interested in humans from, like, an outsider's perspective.
He's, like, so analytical it's scary.
Right, okay.
He's got heavy autism energy as well, only people are his special interest.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Yeah, he's trying to distill the human condition down into something that can be quantified and understood.
Exactly.
I see.
Bastards.
I guess so, yeah. What do you mean?
I was going to take a jab at psychology students before forgetting the audience won't know that that's also me. So
I was going to say, you used to be one.
Damn right.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably should have clarified that one. We've not seen much of her yet. I'm very excited for her, and you'll understand why momentarily. There's a character called Tade.
Is this going to be the big MILF?
Hang on.
I think that might be a yes.
Kind of.
Okay.
She's 7 foot tall and half demon.
I see.
And looks adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
So, oh, sorry. She's just an ogre. Apologies.
Right, okay.
But yeah, seems nice. Oh shit, there was the orc lady. Hang on. So we saw an orc lady.
Okay.
And I thought, yes, I can fix her. And I didn't, because she's not broken in any way.
Fucking hell. No, she's not.
Well, I don't know. She she did kill Marcel just by kissing her that time.
That was a health potion.
Yeah, but
whether she liked it or not.
I've got to find that picture. There's just a bit at the end of the last episode where Marcel's just passed out unconscious, and it's very funny.
Okay.
Right. I think that's all the characters we need to talk about for now.
Right. I suppose the biggest ships we're going to find are going to be Farlin and Mars. I keep calling her Marcy, but it means I've forgotten her full name.
Marcel.
He's not... Nick, not even Binnin for one lesson. He's like, even I know it.
I get the feeling on first impressions that this is going to be... Everybody as who is part of this fandom is going to be team whoever the author intended it to be.
Ooh, yeah. But maybe. The thing is, a lot of things aren't really hinted at that well at the moment. So it's like, it's all to play for, bro.
So I've not looked at the fix, but I've looked at fan art. And I've seen a fair bit of Marcel and Laos.
Okay.
Which I would not expect the author to endorse. Because I feel like the author is firmly on board with Marcel and Farlin.
Does this mean we may have to light the straight beacon?
Potentially. We'll find out as we get in. It's been a while since we had to say that. So I don't know the author personally. But I've seen a lot of fan art they've put out of other games. And other TV shows, they very much seem to be into their elf girls.
Yes. Oh, really?
They have a type.
They have a type, it is elves.
I see.
There's something I saw on the Dungeon Meshi subreddit. Let me pull it up. It was fan art of just elves she likes. From Western games.
All right.
And they're all kind of games I've played. I'm not sure how relevant these will be to you guys, but she's drawn some of the elves from the Elder Scrolls here.
Oh, yeah.
The fact she describes Jaethor from Pathfinder as my undead elf wife. and Camela from Pathfinder as it was love at first sight. Shouterheart from Baldur's Gate, the way you call me you makes me happy. But then next to it, Asterion going, yeah, he's popular.
So it's the elf women.
I think she likes elf women. I think elf women are to her what beefy Italian men are to Hirohiko Araki.
I mean, there's no shame in having a type.
Oh no, good on you. Like, it's a type I kind of share, I'm not gonna lie. But it's Camilla from Pathfinder is an interesting one. Let me go on. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to go on a brief tangent here.
Okay.
Because we're never doing a Pathfinder episode. I don't think.
Never say never.
It's unlikely. So the game Pathfinder Wrath of the Righteous has this character called Camilla, who looks a bit like this. She's one of the earliest companions you get. Fairly attractive lady.
Okay.
I think it's fair to say. Also a cannibal.
Wow.
Also a serial killer. She's, when you first get her, there's a, you know how in D&D you've got alignments, like lawful good, chaotic evil, all of that?
Yeah.
She's wearing an amulet that hides your alignment, which is the most sus thing you can possibly do. Because it's like, oh, right, you've got to be evil then, right? Because you're hiding your alignment. And there's no other reason to do that unless you're evil. And sure enough, she's evil.
I've never really sort of understood that. Because, like, if you've got nothing to hide, then you wouldn't be wearing the amulet. But the amulet shows that you've got nothing to hide.
She's so bad at hiding it.
You know, you're not hiding it at all. You're just drawing attention to yourself.
Exactly. And
yeah, but if you live in a world where anyone can just read your fucking alignment, then you're going to need to give people some doubt.
Yeah, I guess you'd only notice if you're examining her equipment and seeing she's got an amulet saying, oh, look, I'm hiding my alignment, and for some reason I can't be a paladin, which requires you to be good. Funny that.
No, nothing to see here.
And this is who the author is simping for.
Everybody loves a bad guy.
A character who... Her storyline is... It's the anti-I can fix her. It's just her proving that she cannot be fixed the entire way through.
Nice.
And that's who the author is into.
Love it.
Oh.
Love a girl boss.
I thought that might appeal to you.
Oh, fantastic.
Quite refreshing.
I've got one more Senshi picture up here that I just saw before closing that. A man can make bread.
Is that him just realizing, or
he's looking at all the stuff he's got and he's like, I can make bread.
We're saved.
And he does.
Yeah, makes us some bread.
So I hope we see some stuff from Lead, the orc lady. She just seems kind of nice.
Fair enough.
I'm kind of shocked. Marcel didn't like her because she reminds me a lot of Fallon in terms of appearance.
Maybe that's why. Too similar.
Oh, it could be.
Maybe.
Oh, God, no, I do know one more thing. Just from what I've seen on the internet of people discussing this show.
Okay.
There is a villain coming up that the internet has kind of gone a bit feral for already.
Feral being the optimum word, because I think I know who you're talking
the
about.
The lion.
Yes.
Okay.
A big cat.
They just call it the winged lion. And Nick, what do you think this lion's going to be like? before I post a picture.
Okay, so I reckon this is going to have the same vibes as that picture of Incineroar you showed me once.
You mean all pictures of Incineroar?
Well, yes, basically.
Because Incineroar's just Tony the Tiger
he's
dialed
Tony
up to 11.
Yeah, that's it. He's just a buff anthropomorphic. I can never say that word.
Anthropomorphic.
He's a buff cat.
I thought you paused because the picture had just come up. You were just stunned in silence. It was like,
I know, right?
I was exactly.
Why, hello.
I was exactly fucking right.
I've got another one here, too.
My suspicions, oh my God.
For the listener, it's a lion going to lick the
yeah.
house.
I just googled Dungeon Meshi winged lion. These will all come up if not.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's, wow, yeah.
Yeah. Someone told me the internet's going to go feral when this man hits the anime. And I'm inclined to believe them.
Yep, I can see it.
Just from these two or three stills.
Like, they've just got to give him, like, a sort of deep, booming voice, and then...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The internet will implode.
Featuring Daisuke Ono as the sexy lion.
No, I get the arc.
What?
That's going to be terrible.
I've just seen a picture of him captioned with, let's take ibuprofen together. I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know if it... Is this a sex thing?
I don't know.
There is. Let's take ibuprofen together.
Yeah. I think someone's doctored that, but...
I sincerely hope so. That's all the show's going to take a weird direction.
Yeah.
Fantasy setting, ibuprofen exists.
It feels like something Senshi could whip up.
Well, he just gets it. He gets really into over-the-counter painkillers.
So, yeah, I reckon we're going to learn a lot about this lion, depending on...
He's very friend-shaped, isn't he?
He is. A lot of creatures are friend-shaped in Dungeon Meshi. Actually, there's one more person to tell Nick about. This is a heads-up.
Is this that, you know, if not friend, then why friend-shaped?
Yeah.
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 So there's someone Grace that's been living rent-free in Grace's mind, I know that much.
Okay.
What, the cat?
If I can find a picture of the sexy armor.
Oh, yeah. I love that armor. Funnily enough, that armor is wing lion themed.
Oh shit, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all connected, this dungeon. The thing is, Nick, there's lore in this, and they don't, unlike a lot of anime which just tells you all about it all the time, this one lets you figure it out, which is quite nice.
Okay.
And you can kind of put the pieces together in your own time, and you go, oh, yeah, fucking hell. Yeah, that one.
Right, okay, I see.
It's just really nice armor. But what's funny is that it's held together by these mosques, right? Like, 'cause that is just a load of clams holding together metal to make it move.
Okay.
So living armor is not, it was just a really nice plot twist, which I fully.
What does it like? Move around and fight and talk and stuff like that.
Yeah, So living armor is a creature in the D&D Monster Manual. It's just an empty suit of armor that attacks you. And they've lifted that into this show, which is fine.
Oh, cool.
And
well, living armor, it pre-exists D&D. I mean,
D&D just rips so a lot from various tropes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything. Also, kobolds, also, are actually supposed to be little spirit men, like brownies. They're not actually... they're neither dogs nor little lizards.
But anyway.
But yeah, in this... Yeah, the dogs.
But yeah, the suit of armor. Laos's goal was always to try and cook it and eat it, and everyone was telling him, no, that's impossible, it's all metal. And eventually he discovers, no, it is just like a mollusk, where it's a mollusk shaped like a suit of armor, so if you peel open the inside, you can get to it. And
oh, so you can eat the clams, just not the metal.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
And yeah, the king one, or the queen one there, I should say, looks fucking glam as fuck.
Yeah, because they were talking about how shellfish reproduce and all that shit. And, it was protecting an egg sac, and it turns out all these other suits of armour was its suit.
Oh, okay.
That one suit of armour was like the mother colony of this egg sac. It's just slightly weird and batshit, but it kind of
so
works.
It's like having really advanced hermit crabs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I find funny is that also he's like, oh yeah, I saw them holding hands a lot one time whilst down here. Does that mean they were doing something they shouldn't have been? And it was like, oh no. It's just so innocent but funny.
Yeah. It's amazing how much thought they've put into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm hoping we see some of the armour. I think everyone's going to get shipped with Senshi.
Yeah.
And probably the main pair, Marcel and Fallon.
I'm expecting Laos and Cabru because they're opposites. And I think at some point they're going to be evil rivals and there's going to be some.
And everyone loves
sex.
A bad boy being paired with a wholesome boy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. The sunshine one and the not so sunshine one.
Yeah. I can definitely see that. I think Marcel and the cat girl will probably happen.
Well, yeah, because everybody loves a cat girl.
Oh, really?
It just seems likely to me. It's just a gut feeling.
Hmm.
I have no further predictions. Shall we get into it?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Yes.
Okay. Incidentally, you know what we didn't do?
What?
Welcome to the shipping forecast, everyone. I'm James.
Oh, yeah.
Joining me is Grace.
Oh, hello.
And Nick.
Hello.
It's fine.
Yes.
I know other shows just forget to do that altogether, so it's fine. We may as well introduce ourselves.
Yeah, it's nice that we've remembered nearly an hour in.
It's fine. Oh, you know what? I should have seen this coming. I didn't. And I feel like we're all fools for not seeing it.
Okay.
What?
So this is a fic called... This is And the Heart That Fed by Almost Nectarine. Great British Bake Off, but you will lose... But if you lose, the judge will eat you.
Hey,
you heard me. That was just one of the tags. We've got a Bake Off, not necessarily crossover, but.
So this is Eat My Ass, Paul Hollywood.
Almost. They seem to have entered the Bake Off. Actually, I'm not sure they have.
Oh,
this may, no. It may just be the tag.
Yeah, it is the.
Yeah, it's the Bake Off, but as run by a Sphinx.
Yeah, help, we're trapped in the desert and have to get back to the dungeon.
Oh my god.
Accidental minor time travel.
The best kind. Okay, that isn't exactly what I expected from the Bake Off thing. I'm going to add to my predictions. I want to find Paul Hollywood trapped in Delicious and Dungeon. / Dungeon Meshi.
I was thinking Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. I have some fan art to show you in that case.
Oh boy.
Hold on.
Oh fucking hell. Okay.
I'm trying to make this less visual because we are an audio show, but that is one of the more popular fan arts out there. So one more. There we go.
Okay.
Oh
no.
Oh, Marcel.
Yeah.
I think we might see that. Like anything involving cookery.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Scold Gordon, for fuck's sake. Yeah, he showed up in Hannibal, didn't he?
He did. Eating balls, from what I remember. I found a fic called Imagine That It's Like When You Were Younger by not a fic writer.
Yeah, but they are.
And I can't help but notice it's 10,000 words.
So they've written a fic?
You're definitely a fic writer, love. I don't make many rules, but if you've written more than one fic, you're a fic writer, and you've written 14. And that one has the tag, The Inherent Eroticism of Resurrection.
Okie-cokie, then. That.
Interesting.
No longer Chimera fan attempts to get used to... Oh, yeah, Nick, one thing we forgot to mention. Are you familiar with Full Metal Alchemist?
Hang on a minute. This is the dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
yeah, you told me about the dog.
Something very similar to that happens in Dungeon Meshi.
I see.
No longer a chimera, Fallon attempts to get used to her life and the many changes that she's come back to after her second resurrection.
Oh, well.
You know what? That's another. I'd love to see some crossover here with Dungeon Meshi and Full Metal Alchemist. Just so Edward and Marcel can get some pointers on each other.
Yeah, Fallon isn't a dragon anymore in every way except for the ways that she is.
Oh, that's a beautiful title. Hang on.
I am trying to look crack here, but there's eight.
Honestly, a lot of it is cracky. I wouldn't worry. So this fic is called Is It Still Gay If It's an Ice Cave with Your Dungeon Adventurer Bro While There's a Snowstorm Outside? Brackets Balls Touched. This is Laos and Cabru. The two human fighting. Two human fighters.
I knew they'd come up. I knew it. I knew
Our daring leaders have to share a bedroll, and you'll never guess what happens next! With like 50 exclamation marks afterwards.
Does sex happen next?
I think so.
I think it does. Yeah, I think it does spooling down.
Do you think I would notice? I thought you were asleep. I guess they were sharing a tent together, and one of them was caught beating off, and he's like, oh, well, let me help you out.
Do you want help with that?
Yeah. and then they pound.
Oh dear. That is a title lifted straight from, I want to say Reddit.
So at the very bottom, there are two alternate titles that they were considering.
Okay.
One of them is Whores in an Ice Cave, and the other is Cold Nice. Sluts, The Sluttening.
absolutely flawless.
Excellent. Use
nice one, Banana Skeleton. I hope you write more cold sluts so you can use the other titles. Okay.
I found some crack where Marcel has to take a temporary job at a place where you make naked sushi.
Hang on. First.
What's naked
First
sushi?
Of all, I'm googling naked sushi.
I think it's basically a sushi place, but all the people serving you sushi are naked.
I'm actually looking into this. No, it's not that.
Oh, okay.
It's sushi served on a naked person.
Ah, right.
The chefs are not naked, because that's dangerous. You don't want to burn yourself. Not that you would with sushi, because it's cold. But it's served on top of someone, and you eat the bits, and then you see more of them. And you stand around going, nice jugs. I don't know what you do. I feel like it would be quite an awkward situation, personally.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw this on a Carl Pilkington episode.
I can believe it.
And he's like, but why? It's unhygienic. And this woman in a bikini is just lying there with fucking food on her and people just eating it off of her. And
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Obviously, my understanding was I thought they had cling film over her for the hygiene, but no, I've just seen a picture and they don't.
No, it's but just, yeah, eating a rice roll or whatever sushi is off somebody's titties, I guess.
Yeah. And she looks fairly pleased with it in the photo I took off Google. Like, I guess as jobs go, if you're not too awkward about it, I guess it's an easy job. I wouldn't want to do it, and respect to the people who do, because, like...
Oh, God, I absolutely...
It takes a niche set of skills to be not that ashamed of yourself while you do it. Or self-conscious is the word I'm looking for.
Or...
Yeah, self-conscious is a better word.
So self-conscious and also not hairy. Like...
Yeah, I couldn't be a... sushi person because I've got too much body hair.
Yeah, it would be fucking dreadful for everybody involved, I think.
Oh, yeah.
They go for a bite of sushi, they end up pulling your hairs out of your chest.
You're like, so, yeah, this is the Naked Sushi Gig by Fenris.
This sounds very self-indulgent. As fix go.
The summary is Marcille has finally hit rock bottom. With a bank account in the red, she's forced to take a temporary gig at the Naked Sushi place. It would have been bearable too if Fallon, her old roommate from university, hadn't decided she wanted to check out the Naked Sushi place and brought her brother along.
Oh no.
So, yeah, they have to presumably...
Oh, I'll
they presumably have to eat sushi off Marcille. Or end up eating sushi off Marcille.
So, my prediction is Laos is not going to be fussed.
Yeah.
I think he's more there for the sushi than the boobs.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just skimming through. That he's does seem to be the case.
He's probably just going to pick a load up, put them in his hand, and he's just going to walk off.
Oh, this is perfect. My brother... Oh, how do you pronounce his name? Sorry.
Laos.
Yeah. Oh, this is perfect. My brother Laos is here right now. It's the perfect chance to introduce you.
Oh, Fallon.
No. Hey, Laos, over here. No!
Fallon, equally oblivious.
Yeah. They're adorable, though, those two siblings.
Yeah.
They're very wholesome.
Fallon said you studied human biochemistry with a focus on longevity and long-term health. He asked, reaching down and taking a crab roe mackie off her belly.
That sounds like him.
I mean, that's how I'd go about that social situation as well. Well, what would you two do in that situation? You're trying not to draw
attention.
I
wouldn't be in that situation because I would look at the side and go, no.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, you just never go into a naked sushi bar?
I wouldn't go into a naked sushi place.
What if you didn't know and you were already there?
I would be very embarrassed.
And Nick was on the table and he said, look, mate, I've got bills to pay. You're going to eat it or what?
I think I'd just kill myself then and there.
Oh, even if he's gone to the effort of shaving himself.
I think the embarrassment would just be too much. I'd just be like, right, no, time to leave.
Okay, so...
You're so
I'd just
weak.
Check myself out of life.
You're weak.
Okay, so out of these sort of eating establishments... Well, out of these sort of establishments, I've been in a Hooters once. I thought it was a bit weird.
Okay.
I don't think I could handle Hooters, let alone naked people as the plates.
Yeah, it was a little bit strange. Me and my mate ended up sat at the bar where we ate our meal and basically just chatted to the barmaid about this and that. And
did you talk about cars and trains?
Yeah, pretty much. And
did you maintain eye contact?
I did. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm quite good at that. And then there was. I've been in a strip club exactly once. I was absolutely... I'd been drinking for most of the day, right? And anyway, I got dragged by one of my workmates into this place. I didn't know where it was to start with. But I'm sat there and all of a sudden this pretty girl comes over, not wearing very much, and, sort of starts talking to me. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is nice. And then I looked about and through the sort of blur of alcohol, I noticed there was a stage and on the stage there was a pole. And I looked and I'm like, ah, excuse me, I have to go. And I just
and
left.
You got on the pole. You got on the You saw the pole and said I had to go. And then you got on.
No, I was like, hang on a minute. I'm in a strip
And that's
club.
How you made your first 20 grand.
And... No, I literally turned to her and said, look, I'm really sorry, I have to go. And I went home.
Handled very well, Nick.
Yeah, it was like one in the morning by this point, and I was like, yeah, I'm the bottle's fallen out of this night.
So Nick, faced with an awkward situation, said, I need to leave. And Grace says, that's fine, that's very brave. When I say I'm leaving, if in this hypothetical situation, Grace says, no, you're a coward, you have to stay and eat food off Nick.
No, not quite.
No.
The difference is one's actually happened and he was a young lad.
But he made the same choice, ultimately.
Here, your You're a 30 something now, and this hasn't even happened. You are allowed to say, "Oh yeah, sorry mate, I'm a bit busy, gotta go." But you decided to commit suicide. You wanted to leave life itself, which I think is a bit dramatic and weak.
You've got me there.
Yeah. That's the important difference.
Touche. Talking of...
Don't like a situation, just leave.
Talking of strippers, we should probably have told this story at the beginning of the show.
Yes, I've got a new side hustle. No.
So, you know Grace's mystery illness from last week?
Ah, yes.
It was caught from someone at work who who caught it by licking a stripper pole the whole way up and down while they were out in the Dominican Republic. Yes. So, it probably wasn't just COVID, it was turbo COVID.
Yep.
It was stripper COVID.
Yeah, which is why Grace was in the state that she was. And possibly the state I'll be in next week, we'll find out.
I inherited sin as well as a virus off that.
Oh, you didn't even get to see any strippers.
I didn't. I had to look that up myself.
Oh.
To get the authentic experience.
If I was going to be unwell, I was going to be unwell right.
Oh, this is dreadful. So what club were you at? Right, just Google.
Specifically.
The Peppermint Rhino or whatever it is.
Right, who's ready for monster fucking?
Oh, have you finally found one?
I am always ready for monster fucking.
Okay.
I hope Grace. You go to your deathbed with that.
So this is one of the highest rated monster fuckings that isn't the lion.
Okay.
All right.
Grace, what do you think it is?
Is it the slime?
No.
Is it the dragon?
No. It's the mimic.
What, you mean,
so there's an episode where Chilchuck gets stuck in a room with a mimic.
No.
And Chilchuck hates mimics. This book is called He Really Fucking Hates Mimics by Green Tea.
That's exactly how I would have pronounced it, to be fair.
That's how it's written.
Green tea.
This has tentacle sex.
Oh my
it has spit roasting.
Oh, God.
And seed planting. It's also Chilchuck and Laos, but also Chilchuck / monster.
Oh, that's what I was about to say. We kept getting sidetracked, but I've seen loads of Laos and Chilchuck, and I was not expecting it.
Huh.
And constantly, this middle-aged man is constantly getting railed in all of them, and I don't I don't understand the obsession with this little guy, but all right.
Don't know. He's popular, though.
He fucking is popular. I don't know.
I guess weird middle-aged men are more popular on the internet than we thought.
Honestly, I think anime girls are going to have a fucking run for their money with these little middle-aged men running around. Like, honest to fucking God. The moment he's divorced, he's anyone's. Like, holy shit.
There is that meme out there, isn't there? Like, I don't know why men bother so much in the gym, because, like, every woman I've talked to either wants a line cook, a depressed dad, a twink. Basically. It was,
you know,
something
what? Dungeon
like
Meshi encapsulates that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
There is one twink so far. I've not seen any fics about him yet. But there is a line cook. And there's, what was the other one?
Depressed dad.
There is one Chilchuck. Depressed dad. That's Chilchuck. The line cook is Senshi. And yeah.
And the twink is...
the villain. What's his name?
Cabru. He's a knight. So surely...
Thistle?
Cecil? Yes, fuck the Cecil. The dungeon master, if you will.
The lunatic magician,
the lunatic magician.
We'll get to him. Incidentally, this is Green Tea's first ever fic.
Really?
Congratulations.
They really went in. Like, they hit the ground running.
Oh, right.
Going straight in with Chilchuck. In their words, Chilchuck's tiny ass pounded by a mimic.
This fucking line. Sure, he'd done anal before. He was divorced and desperate. Oh, bless him.
I mean, money's money.
I like the way it's so casually written, like, guys, you know how it is, right? It is how it is, universally known. <It's> like, you're divorced and desperate, of course anal happens.
Of course, like, well, Chilchuck's got to support 3 kids, and he is a twink.
Oh, God. I like how it can only... I'll tell you what he is. He is the you know that trope in anime where you've got that girl who's looks like a very young woman or child or teenager and turns out mm-hmm. he's like 100. He is like the fucking equivalent
he is.
Of that.
Yeah.
He's that 10-year-old that's actually 35.
You're right. That's exactly what Chilchuck's role is. He's the anti-lolly, oh no, I'm secretly 100.
Oh, we've got him taking the panty shots, we've got him taking the nonce allegations. We've got...
Yeah. Wait, what? Fucking... Who's taking the nonce allegations?
No, as in, like, if you like him, you're a nonce.
Oh, right.
That's the allegation.
I'm not even sure to go that far, but sure.
No, but you know how, like, it's
yeah,
a bit weird
no, I'm
with
you.
The girls to... It's okay yeah, if she's 100. No,
I feel
it's
like
not.
It's less weird with Chilchuck.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't look that young.
I still find it weird. Because, I mean, okay, sure. Unlike the fluffy girls in other tropes, you can tell he's old by the way the light has left his eyes.
Yeah.
which is better than nothing.
Oh, no.
I get you.
And he's always drinking alcohol whenever you see him drinking at all.
That's true. Okay, what else have we got?
Okay, let's have a look.
I keep finding really serious ones. I might need to change my text.
I keep finding a lot of tentacles.
Go on.
I'm on my third tentacle fic.
I've scrolled past 4 Chilchuck and Laos fics. And it's all Chilchuck being railed by things, and I'm looking at it going, I don't know how to handle this because I just didn't expect it.
Well, I have here for you Laos/Tentacle Monster.
Finally.
By this is Parasitas Tentaculum. By Grizzly Beartus.
Grizzly Beartus.
Nice.
Or yeah. Grizzly Bee Artist.
Yeah, it could be
either.
Either
way.
Yeah.
It could go either way. I think it's meant to be sort of a play on words. Grizzly Beartist.
Ah, consenticles. Yeah. Always good to see.
Yeah. The best kind of tentacles.
Consenticle.
Mm-hmm. Does it count as bondage if it's tentacles? Is one of the tags as well.
Another one is Laos Tuden is a monster fucker, and so am I.
said with pride.
I have questions about how you're a real life monster fucker, though. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is a. That
how does that happen?
Point. Where are these monsters you're hiding from everyone else?
Hashtag asking for a friend.
Yeah. We know you've got the lion.
I think it's. I basically think that it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, no, course, I don't think they have real monsters.
Yeah, monsters don't exist.
I'd love it if it just cut to her sitting there with her laptop and there's like all these fucking creatures wandering about the living room. I was like,
oh boy.
Ha ha ha, they still think I'm full of shit. Ha, ha, ha. Little do they know.
So I have a Senshi Chilchuck fic here.
Oh, really?
Called Rule Breaking.
Okay.
The tag that stood out to me is Beard Burn.
Beard Burn?
Yeah. Just think about it.
Oh, shit,
like,
okay.
Like Rug Burn.
Yeah.
What you might get after a particularly vigorous mustache ride.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I see.
Only Senshi has a massive beard.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
While taking a night off in a tavern, Chilchuck gets drunk and accidentally on purpose confesses his crush on Senshi. They get together and dance around each other in that order.
Hmm.
I'm just reading down. I'm curious if there's... Oh, yeah. In the morning, Marcel would ask if he was all right. After noticing the beard rash covering his face, then he'd stammer and hide his face underneath his scarf. So, yeah.
They've been kissing.
They smooch so hard that the beard is just... blasted off half of Chilchuck's face.
Oh my god.
Which is an impressive feat.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what else we've got.
Yeah, we're just skimming this, seeing if I can find any sort of funny lines.
That's right.
Hang on, I just like how this begins. Hang on. found one called Forbidden Fruit by Fenfire brackets Jace.
Okay.
And it's a chill chuck.
Power bottom chill chuck.
Yeah. And it's like biting, rimming, anal fingering, praise kink, enthusiastic consent. Service top louse. The service top is something that I've only come across recently. Mm-hmm. I think it's like... What is a service top, James?
We've actually talked about this on the show already.
We have.
Have we?
A service top is when you are the top, but your pleasure is their pleasure. You like to see them enjoy themselves.
So you are essentially servicing them.
Yes.
So. Yeah, it's not about you busting a nut and calling it a day. It's a top that likes to pleasure someone else. Or okay, being a gentleman, as it used to be called.
Yeah.
Not being selfish.
Not being selfish.
Mm. So, well, I like the summary, and it's like, well, hello, handsome, you're here all by yourself, the man mumbled. Still taller than Chilchuck, even when seated. His eyes as big as they filtered across the room and landed back on Chilchuck. Yeah, I suppose so, yes. It's just, I feel like they know their characters.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, I am. it is just going to be him being awkward, isn't it?
I do think they're just pound.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Takes him upstairs.
You'd say straight to it, it is 16,000 words.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit, it is.
Oh, fuck, yeah, it is. It's only one chapter.
That's a long power. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I skimmed right to the end. They're just... It's the afterglow. They're done pounding.
So it is 16,000 words of them pounding.
Yep.
That's hella impressive.
Wish I had that kind of stamina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm flicking through it and I'm not even halfway and it is still all sex talk and shit. Oh my god, this is... This is all sex. It is all of it. I'm only just halfway and it's still sex.
Hey, what a pound. And then they just do for 16,000 words.
They do. Oh my god, they're still going. Oh my god. There were no words left for Chilchuck to utter. Yeah, there's no words for me to fucking utter. He's still going. Oh my Christ. Yeah, well done. Fucking hell, well done to the author.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Bravo.
Right,
masterfully done.
I feel like they're great in interviews.
Oh, almost certainly.
You know when you've just got to talk?
Okay, this one, I'm just curious. We're going to have to find out who is doing what here. This fic is called Mountains and Valleys. It's by Not Safe for Work Goblin.
Okay.
Okay.
As in written with the acronym NSFW Goblin.
Yep.
We've got Senshi. We've got Louse. And we've got breast fucking.
Is this about the mind at all?
It's either about Louse fucking Senshi's tits or Senshi fucking Louse's tits.
Let me just. They've eaten some mushrooms and they're growing big titties.
I see. Yes, that makes more sense. Senshi's a big lad. It was possible that they were like fucking his tits, but. Mushrooms that make give him big old jugs. Now I understand.
These mushrooms, am I right?
It's an allergic reaction.
What is it? Men with titties. What's the thing?
Don't know, women Grace? Got titties.
Yeah.
I like women with titties.
Who doesn't?
I think maybe it's just the human interest in jiggle.
Yeah. I see, yeah. Mm. Sort of anything that can make parts of your body more jiggly.
Thighs do well, tits do well.
Yeah.
Sometimes a bit of belly.
I'm just reading this as I go. Laos just grows boobs, Senshi's gives them a lick, and they come to a conclusion, they're like, you're right, you're gonna have to give me a tit fuck.
It's been so long since we've been to the surface.
Yep.
I guess it's rare for him to see female dwarves.
Oh, maybe.
And It's funny you should say, Grace, is this about the Minotaur? Because the fic directly below it...
Oh, no.
It's called Milking a Different Cow by Randy Robot.
Wait, I knew it would come off at some point. I've seen that one clip from the manga.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Shit. I always thought that was a joke. I would have mentioned it if I didn't... Oh, hang on.
So, Nick...
Yeah, let me. I'll find it for now. You explain it for everyone and all.
There's a clip in the manga where Minotaurs exist, and you think of the man Minotaur, but there's also a female one.
Okay.
And you gotta milk its udders, but they look like women udders.
Right. Okay.
I think there's four breasts, and he's just like, well, I guess I'm milking this woman cow. She's just like, why have you put this in hot aliens?
It felt the right thing to do. But yeah, he just bursts in saying, they let me milk the Minotaur.
Oh, God.
Now I understand. I just assumed they made him just give a Minotaur a hand job, if I'm honest.
Okay, but yeah, it literally is, yeah, like cow titties.
Okay. But I this see. Fic, however, is not.
Okay.
I think. Let's have a look. Again, this is Milking a Different Cow by Randy Robot. No, I think he's milking a female one. I stand corrected. Yeah, he's milking a lady Minotaur, whose name is Bluebell.
Oh my god. Go on, Bluebell.
What? Hang on. Minotaur's milk was named Bluebell. The stable hand said she was the most docile. Some love kicking over the milk pail or stepping on it with hooves. Others didn't. Unlucky cow, she had to be leaned over to be milked, letting her four udders hang down. Laos let his fingers brush against his dick, gently squeezing the sensitive skin. I think he's jerking off to it.
Just for clarity, we did move away from the canon. And this is a fan fiction.
Yeah, okay, no, this fic is just him beating off thinking about the time he milked a Minotaur.
Milked a Minotaur, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was jerking off a Minotaur. My bad.
Okay, so this is a... this actually looks intriguing. I went looking for Crack Treated Seriously.
Okay.
I may have found some of it.
Okay.
I'll just post here. This is I'm Not Insane, Right? by Cat Knight. This is what's sort of intriguing about it. It starts off, you know, Laos, he has made an item of food. He eats it, he likes it, and he decides to just enters into a group call with Senshi and Marcel. Basically, mm-hmm. just says, so, like, mozzarella cheese with vanilla frosting on a toasted bagel isn't that strange, right? I had it and it was really good. So
that sounds like Laos.
He's just, yeah, he's just entered into a group call, apropos of nothing, and just said, hey, this weird food item that I've just eaten, is this okay? I'm not an idiot. But yeah, it basically...
How do they react?
It's just them talking about it. It's like, by the looks of things, it's like, what? What do you mean by vanilla frosting? Cream cheese or actual, like, buttercream? And he's like, actual buttercream? And Marcel's like, no, yeah, that's insane. So
the usual way this plays out is Marcel will go, that's insane, I'm not eating that, there's no way I'll eat that, how could you? And then she'll take one bite and go, never mind, that's delicious.
Ah, okay.
That is almost exclusively how it goes.
Yeah, she's mad, she can't be mad, but she is mad.
Yeah, I see.
She's upset that she likes it.
Yeah, this looks interesting. I kind of want to see where this goes without getting too much into it right now.
Yeah, you should. So, I've checked crossovers, and I found it.
Okay.
This is Pudding Week by Shadow Sapiens.
This is the Bake Over crossover, isn't it? Bake Off yep. crossover.
Yep. The characters are Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry.
What?
Oh, it's a comic.
It's a comic. It's a fucking
The
comic.
Great Dungeon Baking Show. This is a tentacle monster pudding with a hallucinogenic vorberry custard and dragon tentacle syrup.
Testicle syrup.
Dragon testicle syrup. Mary Berry is going, the hallucinogenic vorberries are perfection. Paul Hollywood is there going, I can barely taste the dragon testicle. It should be blowing my throat out. This is the only Great British Bake Off Delicious in Dungeon crossover thus far.
I fucking love... Yeah, I love the art style.
I hope
style.
There are more one day.
I love the art style. It's fantastic. In fact, if you read the comment, one of them, one of the comments is just a giant kudos button.
Yes. And I'm going to hit the kudos button.
Yep, 100%.
Oh. I would like to see more Dungeon Machine Bake Off crossovers, please. The other notable crossover is Baldur's Gate. You'll be okay. shocked to hear. It is.
Oh, right.
It's called Nosh by Dapplepie. And it is Asterion, the pretentious elf.
Okay.
And Senshi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Full disclosure, I can't stand Asterion. He's very up himself. And I hope Senshi sort of sets him right.
Well, straightens him out.
I want Senshi to... Maybe straightening him out is the wrong word, but I want Senshi to fix him.
Yeah.
Probably with food.
I see.
yeah. So that's one to keep an eye on. There is a Dungeon Meshi Pokemon crossover. I'm not touching that because I suspect that will be cooking and eating Pokemon. And I'm not sure I'm...
Oh, please.
I'm not sure I'm ready. I'm not sure I'm ready
they
for that.
They already do that in the Pokemon universe.
It was hinted at, but I don't think it was ever done.
They ate Slowpoke Tail.
Oh, God, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Bastards.
They eat fucking Magikarp, bro.
I mean, they'd have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, they're not all going to be vegetarians.
I just thought they were animals in the Pokemon universe. I've got Laos and the dragon.
No.
Yep.
In what capacity?
It's called Your Deepest Desire by Frogmouse.
Oh, that sounds like something a lion would say.
Non-human dick. The post-nut clarity of an unreliable narrator. Fucking and sucking. I do like that. That sounds like... I might steal that to name it. That might be my autobiography's title. Basically the same scene as chapter 88, only instead of craving violence, Laos is craving demon dick. And also violence.
And in brackets, and also violence.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
They pound.
This is Laos fucking the winged lion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like the lion's role is to grant wishes, and it seems like Laos's wish is, I want to bang the lion.
I just want to bang the lion.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I love that phrase, the post-nut clarity of an unreliable narrator.
Oh, I like this. I want a world without demons. Silence, still no rush of magic, still no change in the setting. The emptiness that continues to hang in the air is just annoying now. Laos feels restless and the winged lion gazes at him with a look of sympathy. Laos, I can only grant desires that are truly yours. You've never wanted that.
Don't out him like this.
Alright, I want to fuck the lion.
Yeah, it's just the lion pounding Laos by the looks of things.
Crikey.
I keep seeing the tag fantasy racism come up fairly often.
Okay.
And yeah, I hadn't really considered that as a thing, but yeah, that's tagged quite often.
It is slightly there.
Presumably against elves and dwarves.
Yeah, they're all a bit funny with each other, aren't they? But they're not outwardly or awful.
Mm. I still haven't seen anything of that big orc lady or the big ogre lady.
Hmm. Yeah, they seem to be sleeping on her.
That's kind of sad.
I told you, they've gone for the exact opposite.
Dwarves.
No.
Halflings.
Fuck it. Chilchuck. Those damn tiny middle-aged men are giving the big girls a run for the
you
money.
You know what? Yeah, this is the... This is the anti-Resident Evil 8.
It is, yeah.
It is.
They put big women in it, yeah, and the fandom has just gone, no.
Chilchuck versus Lady Demetrescu, let's yeah. go, ding ding.
Oh, that, I want to see that fic.
Yes.
The biggest man, the biggest woman versus the smallest man. How big is Chilchuck? Hang on. They did have sizes on the...
Lady D was 8 foot.
Yeah.
And I think Chilchuck, like 4 something.
Chilchuck Timms. is, oh god, what's that in feet? Oh, he is 3'7".
Oh wow, so like less than half the height.
Yeah. Chelchuk's the little, he's a little guy.
Somebody has got to have done that fic.
Yeah, Laos is 6'1". Marcel is 5'3". She's an elf, so that kind of...
little man.
The short king.
He is a short king.
Probably the shortest king at 3'7". that's a low number.
I'm sure he's tall for his race.
How big is Senshi?
Taller.
Oh yeah, Senshi's definitely taller, but he's a dwarf.
I reckon he's going to be 5-something.
Yeah.
Or maybe 4.5.
Senshi is 4'7".
Hey.
So he's got a foot on Chilchuk.
Oh.
Senshi is also 112 years old.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
I suppose he's a dwarf, isn't he?
I mean, yeah, he's a dwarf. That's like middle-aged at best.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I found one where Laos eats the winged lion.
Oh.
Oh.
I mean, it was bound to happen.
Are you sure? No, wait, I've come across that one.
Devour.
Yeah, I think I'll back out of that. I'm not sure how I feel about Vor.
How do you feel about gay sex?
Gay sex is fine, I guess.
Cool, I'll take us towards that then.
I mean, it's not for me, but we've read plenty of it.
This is Cabaroo and Laos. Love on a farm boy's wages.
Oh.
It just sounded wholesome, and I figured we could do it with a palate cleanser.
It sounds a lot more wholesome than literally the last thing we looked at.
This is Chilchuk wingmanning to get them together. Chilchuk knows they like each other. Oh, this is by looking for Amuro, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Chilchuk helps his friends. He does the one thing he knows how to do. Wait, what? No, hold on. Hold the fuck on.
What?
Chilchuk does the one thing he knows how. So he finds the biggest barn he can and the heftiest chains around. There's only one solution to indecision, and he knows the answer well.
I don't follow.
Is he just going to chain them both in the barn and let them work it out for themselves?
I think he is.
World's greatest wingman.
Oh, good fucking luck, yeah. Mate. He's tiny. How? They're both big fighters. How?
Fantasy Rehypnol, I guess.
He's going to... I know how to get these lovebirds together. Rehypnol.
Laos, would you like to try this mystery meat I found? Sure.
No wonder you're divorced, nom, nom, mate. Collapse. No wonder you're fucking divorced.
I think it's more just Laos is gullible. Jesus, he could probably just drug him very easily.
Yeah, you know like when you roll a pill up for a dog and you just throw it and the dog just eats
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you put that in any dish and Laos will try it.
Yeah.
But I feel like... Who's he paired up with in this?
Cabaroo, it looks like.
Yeah, Cabaroo.
Yeah, Cabaroo is no way going to fall for that. He's like the cat with the pill.
Yes.
Can't do it.
It's very true. Right, let's investigate this. I'm curious what happens. So a paragraph starts. So, you're telling me there's an incredible new meal behind this door, one I've never tasted, Laos asks.
Oh.
A slight furrow in his brows. And you're not at all mad at me for this afternoon. Yes, now get in there before it gets cold, Chilchuk proclaims.
So literally...
Okay, Laos says and walks in. The barn was dark.
It is the equivalent of fucking spray painting free candy on the side of a van.
Yes. We overestimated Laos. He didn't need Rehypnol. He just needed to tell him there was food in the barn.
Oh, wow.
There's some food in there. Go get it. And he does.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Nothing suspect about this at all.
So he.
Oh my god.
It sounds like the chains are just to seal them both in.
I see.
Wait. There was no. He couldn't smell food. But there was a loud, highly panicked mumble. Pulled out a match and low halo of light at Cass. He could see Cabaroo tied up, rocking in a chair, a gag over his mouth. Then he.
Oh my.
Behind
god.
Him, he could hear the
he
rattle of chains.
Him.
He barged into the door, shaking the structure, almost entirely on instinct. Hey, cut that out. This is my father-in-law's barn. If it gets broken, I'll never see my wife again. Chilchuk, can you please let us out? No, you're going to stay in this barn all night. Do you know how hard it was to kidnap him? It took a sleeping spell from Marcel and Senshi. Sorry, it took a sleeping spell from Marcel and sent she and Fallon to drag him here. So sit tight, I'll unlock it in the morning, crack of dawn.
Oh my god. Spoilers, they're going to break it and he's going to get divorced.
Probably.
I'm joking. But...
oh boy.
Three. Amazing.
Two short paragraphs later, they kiss. It does not take long.
Go on, chill shot. He's the most effective wingman going.
Turns out all you need for romance is a barn and some chains. And some friends Jesus willing to help Christ. You do a kidnapping.
Don't try this at home.
Do not try this at home. Yep. Do not try You're this right. Again. Every now and again, Grace is the responsible adult here.
I feel like it has to be said, not because I believe it.
Okay. Wait, what? Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to check that tag. There are 17 works involving Chilchuck's wife.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is there?
So I'm going to have a quick look at those.
If it turns out he was not divorced and she had died this entire time, I'm going to feel terrible for picking on the little depressed man.
Yeah, I've always assumed they were divorced. I'm sure I've seen divorced on his wiki. I don't know. No, I don't see much on them. It would have been nice to see him get together with his wife.
I am seeing more Marcel and Chuck Timms than Marcel and Farlin. I've not come across any Marcel and Farlin, but I'm getting Marcel and Chill Chuck Timms at least four times now.
I'm seeing a lot of Chill Chuck Timms.
He's prolific. I don't understand.
Short kings, Grace.
What happened in this fandom?
He's vaguely like Tom Holland, and they've just sort of gathered around that.
He must be packing.
At 3 foot, I don't think he is.
Somewhere else. God put the inches somewhere else.
Oh, God. Talking of cursed, I have... Actually, this isn't that cursed. I have here Metamorphosis by Corporeal Essence. The summary... No, Marcel panics. What am I supposed to tell Fallon? No. How are we supposed to save Fallon with Laos turned into a cow?
Oh, we're back here again.
Oh, wait.
So Marcel fucked up. She's turned Laos into a cow. Well, no, she's turned him into a half cow.
Oh, how does this keep happening to him?
I don't know.
What is it with this guy and cow?
But he is milkable now.
Oh, no. No.
Said she, not knowing what else to do, is preparing him a soup. He's like, I can't...
You need to get him some grass.
I can't cure this, but a soup will do him good.
Oh,
that's my man, said she. So, yep. Let's make him a soup. Maybe there's a mad wizard down here who cast a spell on him. There sure is. It was probably Marcel. At least that's my suspicion. Hang on. Laos shudders. His fingers twitch as they rest by his bleeding sides. He wants to squeeze his tits so badly.
Oh my god.
I'll just try to see who ends up milking him. I reckon it's Senshi. Yeah, Senshi milks Laos.
Oh dear.
Jesus wept.
And calls him a good boy.
Oh god.
Yeah, there's people who'd pay money for that.
Yeah.
To be called a good boy by Senshi.
Maybe we shouldn't have done this for Autism Awareness Month, because it doesn't feel very true.
No, I've not seen any like autism-related fix yet.
That's true, maybe it's a good thing.
I mean, we also just did it because it's the topic you wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's how I want to celebrate it.
There's a fic here. I'm curious, but it's reader inserts, which we don't normally do. But it's just called Birds Don't Have Dicks.
Okay.
It's part 5 of Laos and a reader self-insert, which is their words, not mine, who is a bird.
Okay.
What, Laos is the bird or the reader's the bird?
The reader's the bird.
Okay.
Well, like Cass from Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, like a half bird, half human.
Oh my lord.
And they bang.
That's...
Presumably in the cloaca.
Oh no.
That's intriguing.
Yeah.
That's a polite.
That's right there. Okay, sorry. One more thing. I'm Columboing tonight. This is Hunger by Ghostwriter 3. The summary: Marcille is a notoriously picky eater, but every once in a while she gets to feast on her favourite meal. The tags are lesbian sex, ass play, ass to mouth, face sitting, vaginal sex, rimming, butts, lots of butts, references to food, references to cannibalism, my first work in this fandom, cunnilingus.
I see.
I wonder what this meal pertains of.
It's Fallon's ass.
Of course it is. Oh, bloody hell.
I'm not sure if it's literally, like, eating Fallon's ass or if it's rimming her.
It's got the word cannibalism in it. It could be
That's why I'm confused.
Oh, no, they are skimming through it. They are both still alive at the end.
Oh, that's good.
So
actually, no, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
Bear in mind, Marcille is a necromancer.
Ah, I see.
Bring people back.
Mm-hmm. No, it looks just to be ass-eating. That's fine. Not to kink shame, but I'm not okay with cannibalism.
No.
Especially in the bedroom.
Yep. Kitchen only, please.
There are some things that aren't okay.
You gotta cook it first.
Cannibalism is one of them. I'm sorry for anyone who's stuck with us from the Hannibal episodes. I'm not okay with cannibalism.
Oh, you're a coward for not mentioning it earlier.
I know. I'm what's the word? I'm a prude. I'm not into cannibalism. I don't think that's okay.
Hmm.
Which one is Mithrin, Grace?
I don't actually know. I've seen it come up with Chilchuck, of all people.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are.
Mithrin, okay, I've seen a lot of art of them. I think they're going to be our first twink.
Okay.
I don't think they've shown up in the anime, but it's an elf. So when I say it could go either way. Maybe it's not a twink. I don't know. Always hard to tell with elves. I'm not a racist. I just can't tell with elves. You know how it is.
Yeah, it could go either way, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Male. There we go. I was right.
Yep.
My twink dar is never wrong. His personality... On the wiki, his personality bit starts with, he has a very poor sense of direction.
It starts with that.
Yeah. So I'm guessing he's just lost.
Just lost all the time.
He's blind in his right eye.
Yeah.
As well.
So he's on the island and he's very lost. Sounds great.
Mm.
I look forward to finding out more about him, because the fandom clearly enjoys his stuff.
Apparently he's very blunt.
Mm. Okay, yeah, we can probably call it here. So what have we learned today?
Chilchuck Short King rights, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
lot of monster fucking.
Alright, I was expecting that.
I actually wasn't.
Were you not?
I expected this to be much more wholesome.
No, I swear it was you that said about the lion.
Oh, I knew the lion existed. I just didn't realise there'd be this much of him.
Oh, right. Oh, fucking hell.
I thought it'd be mostly wholesome lesbian adventures.
No, even Chilchuck's getting more with Marcel and Marcille than Farlin is.
That's a weird one.
Next time I watch that anime, I say, Chilchuck, come on. I'm going to be looking for...
You're watching for the sex appeal.
I'm going to be trying to identify where the fuck it's coming out of him. Because he seems to be oozing it. what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I don't know what I expected from Dungeon Meshi. It wasn't this.
Pleasantly surprised, would you say?
I would say so, yeah. This has been a fun one.
Yeah.
This is one of the smaller fandoms we've covered, but I think it's the one with the most interesting stuff I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I mean, there's only, what was it, 800
words? It's a lot of spice, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose I've learned that you can get a lot of content out of a plot contrivance, shall we say.
Yeah.
Because cooking monsters as you go, it's a weird thing to specify in your sort of fantasy setting.
Oh, but it's such a well-built-out fantasy setting.
Yeah.
It is.
No, that's not...
As you get into it, there's more to it.
That's not a criticism.
Mm.
Yeah, it is like the cheese and vanilla frosting bagel that we read about in one of the earlier fics. Not what you'd expect, but might turn out quite good.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from now.
Hmm.
Yeah, I will keep reading and I'm going to keep looking for things.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I suspect there's more gems in here that we're yet to see.
I reckon there is. Yeah, there's a lot of quality present in the little fix that they are. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Anything else we want to talk about?
I can't think of anything.
Yeah. I'm surprised the lack of the Twinkie villain that we didn't speak about at the start. Cecil.
I feel like this has attracted an audience we're not used to.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't your run-of-the-mill anime.
This is not just anime.
Well, it's not, is it? So
this is cooking anime.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, but it still falls into its own weird genre, isn't it? So, yeah, I suppose we're going to find a very eclectic, different type of people.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's also a very self-contained fandom, from what I saw. There's barely any crossovers. Which is odd, because there's a lot of room for crossing over here, I think. Like, Full Metal Alchemist is one I would have expected to see.
I think the only one we really got into was the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, literally any TV chef would be an interesting one.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised there hasn't been much there. Let me just check that very briefly. I'm going to type in Dungeon Meshi followed by Gordon Ramsay. Just to see what happens.
If there is one, that might be the one that I read.
Might be good. I'm afraid not.
No.
Ramsay.
Yeah. No Dungeon Meshi, Gordon Ramsay fix yet.
Gonna say not yet. It'll happen.
I'd hope so. Let me check my least favourite TV chef. Nope. There are no Jamie Oliver Dungeon Meshi fix either. Which is a shame, because I think it would be very funny to see him suffering through that dungeon.
Yes.
Bastard.
What's he done to you?
Turkey Twizzlers.
Right. I see. They're still around. You just have to freeze them now.
There was a time in the UK when school dinners were good.
Yeah.
But they weren't healthy. They were just good. And then this bastard, Jamie Oliver, he comes along and he's like, no, kids need to eat more healthy food. And loads of stuff got banned, and I'll never forgive him.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. If Jamie Oliver had his way, there would be no such thing as chicken nuggets.
Yeah, and that's a travesty.
And that's not the kind of man I can trust with anything.
You don't want to eat gourmet shit all the time. Like, who's got time to fucking whip up thick-cut pork shoulder on a bed of fucking lettuce with a white wine reduction and a jus on the side? Sometimes you just want to put fucking four or five beige items on a baking tray and stick it in the oven for 40 minutes and then eat whatever comes out.
Exactly.
And I will stand. I will. This is the hill that I will die on.
Agreed.
Not everybody enjoys cooking.
Even Senshi would probably appreciate a rustler every now and again.
Yes. Something quick, easy, reasonably tasty.
Exactly.
I think that's heresy, to Senshi, but okay.
I feel like Senshi is not a pretentious chef like Jamie Oliver is, though.
No, he's not pretentious.
Yeah, I think he'd resent the pretentiousness of it.
He'd resent the fact there's no fucking nutrition in it.
Yeah, no, that's valid. And nutrition is important.
Yeah.
But Jamie Oliver is going the wrong way about it.
Right, I want to get a bit.
Yes, it's time. Thank you for sticking with us if you made it this far. Join us next time. We will be picking some fics and reading them.
Yep.
If you like what you heard, the best way to support us is tell your friends. And tell us nice things every now and again. Join the Discord and come be our friends if you like. You don't have to.
Well, just tell us things.
Tell us things, yeah.
Nice things, good. Constructive criticism is, probably better, but yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you can find us on Tumblr, Instagram, not so much Twitter these days.
Oof.
The internet.
All the usual places where you get your podcasts.
Exactly. But yeah, thank you. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night, everyone.
Thank you and good night.
Good night.